From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says they would like for businesses to be aware of fake Minnesota IDs that are being used around that county. Deputies say in normal light, the IDs look legal and even have all the security features of a legit ID card. But under a black light, the holograms on the front of the fake IDs glow much brighter and can be seen on the reverse side of the card. On legal ID cards, you can't see the holograms through the back side. Polk County Sheriff's Office says if you see one of these fake cards, to contact police right away. Polk County Sheriff's Office also reminding people that County State Aid Highway 9, also known as the KT Road, is closed 5.5 miles west of Crookston for bridge construction. Officials say recent rain has left many roads soft and some might become impassable. Area motorists are asked to use the marked detours on Highway 75 and County Road 16. According to Minnesota statute, it is a misdemeanor to drive over, through, or around any barricade, fence, or obstruction erected for the purpose of preventing traffic from passing over a portion of a highway closed to public travel, or to remove, deface, or damage any such barricade, fence, or obstruction. The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe is hosting a community meeting next week for band members to discuss the latest developments regarding the tribe's cannabis business initiatives. That meeting is scheduled for 5:30 on Tuesday, May 7th at Cedar Lake's Casino Event Center in Cass Lake. It will provide band members with an opportunity to learn about the current status of the project, steps taken towards launching a cannabis retail business, and the broader impact on the community. Representatives from the Cannabis Regulatory Commission and the Cannabis Business Board of Directors will present their latest updates and future plans at the meeting. Experts are raising concerns about the mild winter's impact on some fish species. Dr. Gretchen Hansen's with the University of Minnesota College of Agriculture and Natural Resource Sciences.
Some species like walleye or yellow perch need a certain time period of cold temperatures for their eggs to develop fully. A really short winter might not allow their eggs to develop as fully.
Hansen says these impacts have already been observed in places like Lake Erie, but studies are still ongoing in Minnesota. Minnesota DNR is reminding prospective bear hunters they have until Friday to apply for a license. Applications for the 2024 season can be submitted online at any license agent or by telephone. Complete instructions on how to apply, maps of permit areas, and a listing of permit availability for each area is available on the DNR's website. And spring allergy systems are on the rise in Minnesota earlier than expected. Dr. Neil Gotsies with the University of Minnesota.
Even earlier, maybe a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago even, I've been having people come in with the classic symptoms of allergy, which is kind of early for them to be emerging. So I'm seeing a lot of people getting hit by these symptoms now.
Godsey says the most effective treatment is an over-the-counter nasal spray.
These are very safe medicines, and when we look at the studies about how well they work, this is probably the best medicine that we have available.
For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.